Today is the 22nd day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. And here we are, welcome to a brand new, shiny, sparkly week. Let's walk into it together. Kind of grab arms. Throw our arms around each other's neck and shoulders, and here we go, one foot in front of the other, into a brand new week. And look out there at that. Look at that. That is a new week out there in front of us. Nothing has ruined it. Nothing has destroyed it. Nothing has tarnished it. Nothing good or bad. It's just out there in front of us. We're gonna make it one way or the other. That's gonna happen because of the things that we think, the things that we say, the things that we choose to do. That's a blank slate out there in front of us. Sure, we gotta carry some things over because life works that way. How we do that, though, that's our choice. And, we might be carrying some of the deepest pain possible. I get it. 1,000,000%. And we still have a choice how we go about this. We may be carrying elation. Can't believe it. Sailing into this week on cloud 9. Great. We still get to choose everything that happens. And for the rest of us, probably it's somewhere in between these things. It's a blank slate, friends. And so we all get together at the beginning of every week and at the end of every week to review. But here we are, just acknowledging a fresh start and setting the intention to use wisdom, to consider wisdom at the crossroads of all of our choices. To allow the scriptures to be a voice in our lives and to feel each other's presence in this community as we take this journey forward. We're not alone. So I'm grateful with a deep, deep gratitude today to be in this with you and to take this next step forward in the scriptures with you today. It's a brand new week. We'll read from the New International Version this week. Numbers chapter 33. Verse 40 through 35, verse 34. The Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev of Canaan, heard that the Israelites were coming. They left Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. They left Zalmona and camped at Punon. They left Punon and camped at Obot. They left Obot and camped at Ai Abarim in the border of Moab. They left Ai Abarim and camped at Dibon Gad. They left Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Dibleithem. They left Almon Dibleithem and camped in the mountains of Abarim near Nebo. They left the mountains of Abarim and camped on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. There on the plains of Moab, they camped along the Jordan from Bet Jeshimot to Abel Shittim. On the plains of Moab, by the Jordan across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into Canaan, drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you. Destroy all their carved images and their cast idols, and demolish all their high places. Take possession of the land and settle in it, for I have given you the land to possess. Distribute the land by lot according to your clans. To a larger group give a larger inheritance, and to a smaller group a smaller one. Whatever falls to them by lot will be theirs. Distribute it according to your ancestral tribes. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land, those you allow to remain will become barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will give you trouble in the land where you will live, and then I will do to you what I plan to do to them." The Lord said to Moses, command the Israelites and say to them, when you enter Canaan, the land that will be allotted to you as an inheritance is to have these boundaries. Your southern side will include some of the desert of Zin along the border of Edom. Your southern boundary will start in the east from the southern end of the Dead Sea, cross south of Scorpion Pass, continue on to Zin and go south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it will go to Hatzar Adar and over to Asmon, where it will turn, join the Wadi of Egypt and end at the Mediterranean Sea. Your western boundary will be the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. This will be your boundary on the west. For your northern boundary, run a line from the Mediterranean Sea to Mount Hor, and from Mount Hor to Libo Hamath. Then the boundary will go to Zidad, continue to Ziphron, and end at Hatzar Enan. This will be your boundary on the north. For your eastern boundary, run a line from Hatzar Enan to Shipham. The boundary will go down from Shipham to Ribla on the east side of Ain, and continue along the slopes east of the Sea of Galilee. Then the boundary will go down along the Jordan and end at the Dead Sea. This will be your land, with its boundaries on every side. Moses commanded the Israelites, assign this land by lot as an inheritance. The Lord has ordered that it be given to the 9.5 tribes, because the families of the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. These 2.5 tribes have received their inheritance east of the Jordan across from Jericho toward the sunrise. The Lord said to Moses, these are the names of the men who are to assign the land for you as an inheritance. Eleazar the priest and Joshua, son of Nun, and appoint one leader from each tribe to help assign the land. These are their names. Caleb, son of Jephunneh, from the tribe of Judah. Shemuel, son of Ammihud, from the tribe of Simeon. Eladad, son of Kislon, from the tribe of Benjamin. Buki, son of Jogli, the leader from the tribe of Dan. Haniel, son of Ephod, the leader from the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph. Kemuel, son of Shiftan, the leader from the tribe of Ephraim, son of Joseph. Elizaphan, son of Parnak, the leader from the tribe of Zebulun. Paltiel, son of Azan, the leader from the tribe of Issachar. Ahihud, son of Shelomi, the leader from the tribe of Asher. Pedahel, son of Ammihud, the leader from the tribe of Naphtali. These are the men the Lord commanded to assign the inheritance to the Israelites in the land of Canaan. On the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses, command the Israelites to give the Levites towns to live in from the inheritance the Israelites will possess, and give them pasture lands around the towns. Then they will have towns to live in and pasture lands for the cattle they own, and all their other animals. The pasture lands around the towns that you give the Levites will extend 1,000 cubits from the town wall. Outside the town, measure 2,000 cubits on the east side, 2,000 on the south side, 2,000 on the west, and 2,000 on the north, with the town in the center. They will have this area as pasture lands for the towns. 6 of the towns you give the Levites will be cities of refuge, to which a person who has killed someone may flee. In addition, give them 42 other towns. In all, you must give the Levites 48 towns, together with their pasture land. The towns you give the Levites from the land the Israelites possess are to be given in proportion to the inheritance of each tribe. Take many towns from a tribe that has many, but few from one that has few. Then the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and say to them, when you cross the Jordan into Canaan, select some towns to be your cities of refuge, to which a person who has killed someone accidentally may flee. They will be places of refuge from the avenger, so that anyone accused of murder may not die before they stand trial before the assembly. These six towns you give will be your cities of refuge. Give three on this side of the Jordan and three in Canaan as cities of refuge. These six towns will be a place of refuge for Israelites and for foreigners residing among them, so that anyone who has killed another accidentally can flee there. If anyone strikes someone a fatal blow with an iron object, that person is a murderer. The murderer is to be put to death. Or if anyone is holding a stone and strikes someone a fatal blow with it, that person is a murderer. The murderer is to be put to death. Or if anyone is holding a wooden object and strikes someone a fatal blow with it, that person is a murderer. The murderer is to be put to death. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death. When the avenger comes upon the murderer, the avenger shall put the murderer to death. If anyone with malice aforethought shoves another or throws something at them intentionally, so that they die, or if, out of enmity, one person hits another with their fist so that the other dies, that person is to be put to death. That person is a murderer. The avenger of blood shall put the murderer to death when they meet. But if, without enmity, someone suddenly pushes another or throws something at them unintentionally, or, without seeing them, drops on them a stone heavy enough to kill them and they die, then since that other person was not an enemy and no harm was intended, the assembly must judge between the accused and the avenger of blood according to these regulations. The assembly must protect the one accused of murder from the avenger of blood and send the accused back to the city of refuge to which they fled. The accused must stay there until the death of the high priest, who is anointed with the holy oil. But if the accused ever goes outside the limits of the city of refuge to which they fled, and the avenger of blood finds them outside the city, the avenger of blood may kill the accused without being guilty of murder. The accused must stay in the city of refuge until the death of the high priest. Only after the death of the high priest may they return to their own property. This is to have the force of law for you throughout the generations to come, wherever you live. Anyone who kills a person is to be put to death as a murderer only on the testimony of witnesses. But no one is to be put to death on the testimony of only one witness. Do not accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who deserves to die. They are to be put to death. Do not accept a ransom for anyone who has fled to a city of refuge, and so allow them to go back and live on their own land before the death of the high priest. Do not pollute the land where you are. Bloodshed pollutes the land, and atonement cannot be made for the land on which blood has been shed, except by the blood of the one who shed it. Do not defile the land where you live and where I dwell, for I, the Lord, dwell among the Israelites. Luke 5, 12 through 28. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that the crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. One day, Jesus was teaching and Pharisees and teachers of the law were sitting there. They had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today." After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth. "Follow me," Jesus said to him. And Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Psalm 65, for the director of music, a psalm of David, a song. Praise awaits you, our God in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Savior. The hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders, where morning dawns and where evening fades. You call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Proverbs 11:23. The desire of the righteous ends only in good, but the hope of the wicked only in wrath. Father, we thank you for your word. And as always, when we reach these points, a brand new, shiny, sparkly week, we thank you for all that is yet to come. And we ask, Holy Spirit, come, lead us into all truth. Help us to remember to consult the voice of wisdom in our lives as we face the choices that we must. And we face the trials And the victories, well, when we face all of the different things that life brings on any given day, we may wake up knowing what the day's plan is, but how that all transpires, well, it all happens in unknown ways. We never know every aspect of every day. We never know every aspect of any day. And so, what we do know is that you are present to us in all of it and are available. And so, we seek you in all that we do and say and think. Lead us, guide us deeper, mature us, help us grow. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Greetings to you, my DAB family. This is Walking in the Light in Tennessee. This message is for Lucy in Alabama. I heard your prayer call. I have no idea of what your condition really is or what if there's a name for it, but this is what I heard in my spirit when I listened to your call. Began to speak positive things. You told us a long list of things that were wrong, things that were happening, how your body felt. And I know that you can't ignore that. I know that that's very real to you every day. But the scripture calls us to call those things that be not as though they are. So regardless of how you're feeling, I want you to begin to say, every day, I'm getting better every day. I'm getting stronger every day. I am going to fight this battle and I am going to win. And I want you to begin to speak. Look for things in the word that will affirm your health and that will begin to turn this cycle around. And I'm going to be praying with you and for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want you to help my dear sister. I think it's Lucy. Lord, she's in a battle. So help her to win and help her to win through the power of the word, the power of your grace, the power of your mercy, the power of speaking those things that be not as your word says, as though they are. So we begin right now in Jesus' name to walk by faith and not by sight, and to astound even the doctors about how you are the doctor, the only doctor, the real doctor, the true doctor, the healer, and the hope for this world and this lost generation. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm with you, my sister, walking in the light in Tennessee.
This is JC from Texas. Today is March 17th, and I wanted to pray for the gentleman who is having back surgery on March 26th. Father, I lift up this man to you as he prepares for his back surgery. I pray that he feels your presence before, during, and after, filling him with your peace. Even though the surgery is a few days away, we know you are already there. Guide the surgeons, doctors, and nurses, giving them wisdom and steady hands to perform this procedure. Please remove all inflammation, infections, and pain as you restore his body. Grant him patience, strength, and perseverance through the recovery process, and help him trust in your restoration. Father, I also come before you asking for your healing of his broken marriage. I ask that you soften his and his wife's heart, turning them back toward each other and to you. Clean their hearts of all bitterness, anger, and resentment, and replace it with forgiveness, understanding, and love. Give them the wisdom to work through their issues and the strength to build a stronger, lasting foundation on your love. Father, I thank you for what you're going to do in this man's life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is March 19th. Heather called in, would like us to pray for daughter R. She has been released, and I know there was a situation with all that. Your husband was driving to D.C. to help them move. So we pray everything has gone well, that she is safe, and the move has went well, and she's getting the help that she needs. Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone called in and would just like us to pray for his children, for their faith. We just want to lift you up, Billy, because of all the great times you call in and pray in your ministry and everything for your family. So we do pray that the Lord will guide your children to him. God's Life Speaker called in. Would like us to continue to pray for a 10-year-old girl named Andy who has leukemia. You have just been telling us the story of everything that she has been going through. So we're going to lift that up to our Lord and Savior that he will continue to give her the strength and help her walk through this time of need and that he would heal her. Elizabeth called in, would like us to pray for a son. I was expecting their second child, so that is great news and praise to our Lord. But his wife is having some bleeding issues. We pray that that has stopped. We pray our Lord and Savior will place his hand upon his wife and protect her during this time in this pregnancy. White as Snow called in, would like us to pray for youngest daughter Amy. She had a job interview. I'm sure that it has already come and gone, and we pray that she has gotten that job. Forgiven Child of God is called in, and 19-year-old son's girlfriend is pregnant. We just want to lift it up to our Lord and help him guide through this time for this young couple. We know they're not married, but Lord, please have your hand in it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and God bless.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Blessed One in AZ. It's Tuesday, March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and I'm calling in to pray for Ivy and from Missouri. She just mentioned that her mom passed away. I'm not sure what day it was, but she said that day. I just wanted to share with you, Ivy, I'll be praying for you, sister, for your, excuse me, your strength and your comfort and your peace. And I just wanted to let you know you touched my heart because when my mom, Jackie, went to heaven, there were some miraculous little things that happened up to the point where she finally passed in peace as well. And it just brought memories of my own mother flooding back. And thank you for that, because I think sometimes you get caught up in life and you forget to remember those that were so important to you. And I'm sorry that you're hurting now, but gosh, am I happy for your mama. I bet she's going to, if she meets my mommy up there, they're going to be great friends. I lost my way in life, and my mom told me once I got back on track, I never stopped praying for you. Never stopped praying. So God is good, Ivy, and, you know, the Lord bless us and keep us and make his face shine upon us. I love you, Ivy. God loves you. And thank goodness and thank how grateful that I am that we serve a mighty God. And I just want to let you know I'm grieving with you, sister. This is again, Blessed One in AZ. Hope you have a blessed day. Thank you, Auntie.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nina. I'm from Vancouver, BC, Canada area. I've been listening for 10 to 15 years, and this is a third or fourth time that I've called in, and I just wanted to call in and pray for Rob from the UK and his dear wife, as he mentioned, and his little girl Grace. So let's pray. God, thank you so much that you have carried this beautiful family through this horrendous time with all the health complications and the surgeries and just the recoveries and just everything, God. I could just hear in Rob's voice, he's so tired, Lord. And I just pray that you would just provide a pasture, a place for rest for all of their family, God, that these scans would come back clean and her cancer would be gone in Jesus' name, never come back. And I pray for a little Grace, that she would be able to look up to her parents' story through this time, God, and it would be a monument of grace that would lead her to just trust in you with her whole heart for her life, God. And I just pray, God, that yes, you just bring them peace and comfort and community that can celebrate with them and encourage them and walk through these things with them, God. Please bless them in your name. Amen.
Hey, family. Wanted to call in for God's Life Speaker, who was going to be present and just encourage one of her youth and his dad as he was placed on hospice. Heavenly Father, we thank you for God's Life Speaker. We thank you for the incredible words that you give her through your Holy Spirit. We pray that she is a comfort to this young boy who is navigating the loss of his dad. Would you allow God's Life Speaker to just be an incredible ministry tool for you, Lord, that she would bring comfort and your presence to this very lonely and just this time of heartbreak, Lord. Would she just be so instrumental in bringing your hope and your peace? God, we pray for Rich. We pray as he is entering into your glory that he is not in pain. We pray that you would give him hope that he is going to be seeing you so soon in a new body. And we just pray for his family who is left behind, that they would know that the time left on this earth will be so short and they will be reunited with their dad again. In that interim, though, Lord, would you just be providing their church family to fill the needs that their dad will have left. We know that you can still perform a miracle, and we know you can do it, Lord, if you so choose. But if Rich is to enter into your glory, we just ask for this family to grow in dependence of you, Lord, and trust, and just strengthen God's Life Speaker.